This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we quoted from John Stott's commentary of Romans. He continues, what does Paul mean by nature in Romans 1, 26 through 27? Some homosexuals argue that their relationships are not unnatural since they're perfectly natural to them. John Boswell has written that the persons Paul condemns are manifestly not homosexual. What he derogates are homosexual acts committed by apparently heterosexual people. This would mean that abandoning natural relations and exchanging them for unnatural would not apply to homosexuals. John Stott answers that Richard Hayes has written a thorough exegetical rebuttal of this interpretation. He provides ample contemporary evidence that the opposition of natural and unnatural was very frequently used as a way of distinguishing between heterosexual and homosexual behavior. Besides, differentiating between sexual orientation and sexual practice is a modern concept. To suggest that Paul intends to condemn homosexual acts only when they are committed by persons who are constitutionally heterosexual is to introduce a distinction entirely foreign to Paul's thought world. In fact, a complete anachronism. So then, we have no liberty to interpret the noun nature as meaning my nature, or the adjective natural as meaning what seems natural to me. On the contrary, natural means God's created order. To act against nature means to violate the order which God has established, whereas to act according to nature means to behave in accordance with the intention of the Creator. End of quote.